A lady who knows overalls are fashionable every season.
Aren't you taking this a bit far?
The fabulous farm babe, Pam Jahnke.
Oh, it's coming, and you know it's coming. We're talking, of course, about changing weather and winter. And for you to get ready, our friends from Focus on Energy have a couple points that they want to make to you while you've still got time. Farm Director Pam Jahnke bringing you my friend from Focus on Energy. Steve Kraker is along with us. He's one of their trade ally liaisons for Focus on Energy. Works with a lot of different folks that are connected in some way, shape, or form to helping you save energy. And boy, Steve, we are timing this about right. I think that Mother Nature decided to flip the switch on it as far as temperatures and overall weather a little quicker than a lot of folks might have expected. But that brings up the perfect opportunity to talk about a new program through Focus on Energy for our farmers that are looking at a really wet grain crop, and that's those grain dryers. Tell me a little bit more about what we're doing this year.
Yeah, absolutely, Pam. I've been driving the countryside and seeing lots of water standing everywhere and some grain coming off the fields. We really want to hit hard this year. Brand new offering is a grain dryer tune-up. We're offering $150 for folks that are starting up those grain dryers. We're hoping to get some professional help with some of that stuff. The new equipment is pretty sophisticated, lots of controls. So we're asking those professional folks to come out and clean the fans, lubricate the bearings, clean the screens, calibrate the temperature sensors, calibrate the moisture equipment, and then just optimize those control settings so we get the best efficiency when those dryers are up and running. So we're saving energy, saving fuel, and we're offsetting. Typically, that cost is about $500 to $1,000, and we're offering $150 for that grain dryer tune-up incentive.
Well, and you know, the other thing right now, Steve, is that we're so up against the clock as far as time is concerned. How are we doing on the professionals and the Focus on Energy consultants that can respond quickly for these grain tune-ups?
Everybody is scrambling, of course. We do have a 60-day window where if the guys are coming out and doing that work, we've got 60 days to submit that application. So it shouldn't be a real big deal. We know that work is getting done. Well, we just want to make sure that everyone's claiming the incentive to do the right things and making sure they're going through that checklist.
Absolutely, and the money to be saved, especially if you've got an older system, is just incredible. That's only one way that Focus on Energy is trying to help you save money as we go towards the colder months. There's a couple things, Steve, that everybody can identify with when it comes to moving into winter. Boilers, heaters, anybody that's in specialized agriculture especially needs to partner up with Focus on Energy.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of incentives. I know as you're starting up your heating systems, if there's some things that people are running into issues and they are actually looking at some new equipment, we've got our incentives on hot water boilers, unit heaters, some of the greenhouses, they're implementing thermal curtains, and then greenhouse climate controls. And every one of those things, if we hit the efficiency rating on those, we have incentive money. So what I want to say is if something happens and you're evaluating new equipment, look at the highest efficiency that's possible and do the payback analysis. And we have incentives to offset the cost of that more expensive, higher efficiency equipment.
Yeah, that's really the thing. And knowing is an empowering kind of position to be in. You know what's going on with your grain dryer. If the Focus on Energy folks come out, you know what's going on within your barn, your greenhouse operation, if the Focus on Energy folks are out there. And your Focus on Energy staff, as far as these evaluations, Steve, you guys mobilize really fast just to start giving us some answers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Just get a hold of us. We'll get our energy advisors out to see your site. The best way to get a hold of us is focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. 800 number is 888-947-7828. And get a hold of us and get us going to look at what projects you might have wrapping up or what you're looking at going into the future.
Well, and another thing, you know, I took a look at the Farmer's Almanac, and it's not necessarily real optimistic as far as winter weather in Wisconsin going into 2020. One program that Focus on Energy has been supportive of ever since I've met the folks engine block heaters. Now, we're not thinking about that right now, but boy, by golly, when you go to do something this winter, could be your truck, could be your tractor, those engine block heaters, something so simple that can really be a savior and focus on energy can connect you.
Yeah. The typical operation is to plug those things at night before you go to bed, and then unplug them in the morning when you're ready to start up. So you've probably left that thing running all night long. What we're looking for is to implement a block engine heater, programmable timer. So you know they'll come in 2 hours before you're up and running, and their engine block is up and ready to go, and it just saves that 8 hours of non-useful time. So hopefully that is something that folks can look at.
Well, and and the thing I never thought about is improved air quality. That's one that snuck right past me here. I'm thinking I just want to get it started.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So they were saying that you carbon monoxide. I mean, you stop and think when you start an engine cold straight out, that makes sense, especially in Wisconsin. If you've seen some of the diesel engines chug to it after it's been cold all night, these engine block heaters can reduce that aside from making a nightmare of not starting go away.
Yeah, and it's such a low cost thing. We're talking a 60% emission savings, and the payback on those is probably 1 to 3 months.
Yeah, exactly. So now tell me a little bit more. We were mentioning this new program on grain dryers. And like I said, I believe that we are going to have a lot of folks that are going to get reacquainted with their grain dryers this fall. Is this been well received so far, Steve, from what you've been able to see? We started it spring of this year, so people have had a little time to at least try it out. How well received has the grain dryer tune-up been in Wisconsin?
Yeah, we're getting a few of those in. My role is to get out and talk to the contractors, the guys that are doing the offering, and they've been really excited about it. We're seeing some applications coming in, and a lot of that work is taking place. So yeah, they're helping us to promote that, and we're seeing a number of applications coming in. Obviously, we are planning on those things trickling in probably through the end of the year.
Yeah.
So the paperwork never quite gets done when the work is getting done.
Yeah, but the beautiful part is you guys take care of all that paperwork. So that's another reason to get in touch with Focus on Energy. Steve Craker's along with us, trade ally liaison with Focus on Energy. So you're the perfect guy to ask this question of, Steve. Let's say that I'm working with somebody that's not necessarily connected with Focus on Energy. Maybe they vaguely know what it's about, but they're not directly in communication with Focus on Energy. Can I contact you to try to make that connection? Because if my grain dryer guy is out there, I've worked with him a long time, but he's kind of clueless about this new offering from Focus on Energy. Can I connect him to you?
Absolutely. Let's get these guys on board and make sure that we're doing the right things and that they have the opportunity to actually use our program to facilitate that efficiency process taking place.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Good deal. That's what we like to do, connecting people with the great staff that Focus on Energy has and the great programs that Focus on Energy has. And remember, it's regardless of your size of operation. If you're an agribusiness, they take a look at all facets of Wisconsin agriculture and agribusiness, and they stand ready to help. They've got Focus on Energy advisors that will come out to your place and do an evaluation nice and quick all across the state of Wisconsin. Steve Craker is one of those, connecting Focus on Energy with all those trade partners that you are working with, whether it's with construction, remodeling, in your home, or this brand new grain dryer tune-up program. Get them connected. How do you do that? FocusOnEnergy.com/agribusiness or their toll-free number, 888-947-7828. I'll give that to you again. 888-947-7828. And make sure that you're connecting all of your folks with the Focus on Energy staff and getting your energy savings today. Steve Craker along with us, and that's your Focus on Energy update.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke